to AWARE. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the AWARE Show. What an exciting experience we have today, because I get to see live and in person one of my favorite spiritual teachers, and I get to look into his eyes. Panas Desai is joining us on the Google Hangout. Now, if you're listening on the phones, you're going to get the same essence and sense of vibration listening on the phones as well. You can watch the replay, the video, to see Panas's eyes. I'm just excited because I've spoken to you on the phone for so long. You know, this is cool because this is towards the end of our series, and we stayed committed to doing this Hangout, entire Google Hangout series, 24 guests on Google Hangout, and we have done it. And it's just the best thing because I get to see you guys. So thank you to my amazing team, and thank you to you, Panas, for being here. Welcome.
Thank you, Lisa, and thanks to everyone tuning in via Google Hangout or on the phone. It's an honor to be here with you all.
Oh, it's going to be an honor because we're talking about what you just said, the word tuning in. We're talking about attuning our frequencies. Now, I'm just going to dive right into this conversation, Panas, because I've had the incredible blessing to be able to dive deeply into the content that we're talking about today, and you have made a major aha moment happen for me, and this is what it is. I can no longer create, and I'm going to speak from my personal experience, I can no longer create in the way that I was creating yesterday or 2 days ago, because I understand the frequency of our universe has increased so much that I need to find a new way to create in alignment with that frequency, or it's going to be a struggle. Is that right?
It's actually spot on.
Is it? Yes. I am so excited. I am so excited because I have been struggling with creating and doing things where I'm so into the details and I get so bogged down by the details, and that's not the way to create anymore, is it?
No, we're moving out of our minds into our hearts and just allowing for the fullness of our expression. Authenticity, as I define it, is just the alignment of our personality and our soul. And when that happens, our greater potential shines forth, and that in and of itself brings forth the effect of creation in our reality.
Yes. So can you talk to me a little bit about how you have learned and experienced the Earth's base frequency and how it has increased, and explain a little bit about this so we can catch everybody up. I'm in the middle of this conversation, but let's go back to the beginning.
I grew up in a house where chanting and mantras and prayer were at the forefront of my experience for the first 5 years of my life. And my grandmother every day would chant and she would pray. And so I grew up in a pristine vibrational environment and basically resonated at the resonance of love and devotion. And so I was always aware of this as a child, so I couldn't articulate it in this way at five, but you know, I could say it felt good. But now I can articulate it in this way. And so it always led me to esoteric inquiry to see, you know, where this comes from and why these mantras and why these particular sounds and frequencies are so powerful and why they impact us. The dominant resonance and the dominant frequency right now, as perpetuated through mainstream media outlets, is fear. Fear keeps us locked in our reptilian mind, and it keeps us locked in a perpetual state of fight or flight. Spirituality and once lost hidden esoteric teachings stated and delivered a way for us to vibrationally move our resonance out of fear into love so that we can begin to engage in our higher functioning, our higher reasoning. We can begin to use other parts of our brain. The majority of our planet right now is in a perpetual state of panic overwhelm, stress, and ultimately fear is the root energy that keeps everybody there. So as I began to research this, I discovered these ancient frequencies or tones that are embedded in sacred chants or pieces of music called solfeggio frequencies. And these solfeggio frequencies were actually tools that you can utilize to align yourself with love, to move into a vibrational resonance with love. And there's been all kinds of science done and all kinds of research and all kinds of different studies now that have been conducted to show the impact of sound frequency and vibration on us, because we are vibrational beings.
We are. So it was stated very clearly that we are electromagnetic beings, and we vibrate with the frequency of the electromagnetic frequency of the Earth, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. We're all interconnected. It's like Avatar was such a great movie, and it really resonates with people so profoundly because it demonstrated the sacredness and connectedness of all life.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, as we've evolved as a species and we've moved away from, you know, that connection, we've moved into more of a mental, almost egoic posture as to how we're to be human and how we're to produce, which has led us as a species to become robotic. We've lost our essence. We've lost our connection to our spirit. What's happening right now is that we're restoring that sacredness. We're restoring that oneness and that connectivity to all life again.
Well,
and that simply is the answer and the solution that everybody's looking for right now.
Yes, yes. We absolutely need to recalibrate, and that is what I learned. But let's talk a little bit about why we are in this place of complete, well, is it intentionally that we're being put in that place of fear? Is that an intentional vibration? By who? By what?
That's a great question. You know, there are schools of thought that say that we're intentionally placed in this place. There are other schools of thought that say that we've naturally just evolved into this place. I would like to just allow people to make up their own minds as to how far down the rabbit hole they would like to go. Basically, the bottom line is that the most revolutionary and loving act that we can commit within our lifetime is to shift out the fear into love. And that's what we're being provided an opportunity to do. So regardless of which school or thought you subscribe to, the end result of it is your personal evolution and ascension into love as the dominant vibration of your experience and the way you live your life.
Okay. So the bottom line is, but it's great to talk about that for just a second, because it wakes us up a little bit by realizing that we are unconscious, and being aware of that unconsciousness, it helps us wake up, and it helps us understand that we want to wake up, because that level of fear is very unconscious making. I mean, it really makes us drones.
It really does. It turns us into robots, and then we end up living a robotic existence. You know, my uncle used to say things to me when my uncle Herschel, I really love him, I was about 7, and he said to me, don't grow up to be a robot.
Wow.
Like everybody else. Okay,
yeah.
I was 7. I never understood what he meant. But as I got older, I began to see that people were very robotic. They had the same routine. They had the same way of being in life. They would go to the same job every day. They would very, very rarely would they go outside of their comfort zone or challenge the status quo or even question their existence in any way, shape, or form. So what's happened is that, you know, this perpetuation of fear has created a very docile, species that basically just sticks to the status quo and the norm and never abides in possibility, never really lives in alignment with their purpose or aligns with their passion. And so, again, these frequencies and this gift that I have the honor of being a vehicle for is here to once again wake people up and to lovingly place them in harmony with the love that is their essential nature.
See, now that's a beautiful thing. And now, some people, if they want to understand what it means to have a shift out of that state of unconsciousness to a shift in consciousness, how does it feel when you're doing your favorite hobby, or when you're giggling with your children, or when you're hitting an athletic peak that you just soar in? That's breaking the hypnotic trance of unconsciousness, and that is a frequency shift. That is a frequency shift. But what I learned from you was that, when was it, Greg Braden was talking about the Earth's base frequency, the Schumann resonance, is that right?
Yeah. Actually, the Earth's resonance is evolving, and the Earth is, of course, a living organism, as are we. And, you know, many people have felt this kind of dissonance in their own life and in their own experience, because we're waiting for the planet to shift too. So we're all interrelated, you see, and that's why this is so powerful, Lisa, because our willingness to choose love and to abide in a state of peace and harmony offsets everyone else and also allows our planet to undergo that shift so that we can access possibility, we can live our purpose, we can start to shift our identification from mind and body to soul and spirit.
See, now that's exciting because this is the time to do that. So what I'd learned was, I guess, that when the Earth's frequency was originally measured, it was about, 7.83, and then in 2011, it increased to 12.83 hertz?
Yeah, over 12, yeah. And that's why, you know, a lot of these mystery schools and a lot of spiritual people have been traveling around the world to just embody that state of love in sacred places where, you know, ley lines meet, you know, where you have a vortex of energy, because at those points upon the Earth, when you embody that love, it's amplified. And so that's the blessing, you know. It's like, getting a megaphone. You know, it's like one person in and of themselves embodying love is so powerful. But when a group of people come together and embody love at these sacred sites, and also our ancient, you know, brothers and sisters knew what they were doing when they built these places. They recognized their function and their purpose. And so, you know, infusing the earth with love, living your life from a state of love and open-heartedness, you know, as Greg Braden and heart math folks called coherence, you know, that in and of itself allows you to live in a state of flow and harmony. And that then shifts everything.
So in that, so as we all wake up in out of this, into a state of love, and as more and more people are getting connected with that heart resonance and frequency, that's what's increasing the Schumann resonance? Is that, do you think, what's doing it? We'd like to think so, right?
Well, we're in the middle of a mass awakening, right? And I like to call it a mass remembrance. It's not that we're awakening to something new. It's just we're remembering who we've always been.
Yeah.
And this mass remembrance is happening in people of all religions, all backgrounds, all socioeconomic backgrounds, all over the world. And, you know, I get emails from every corner of the globe. And more people are beginning to question things, and they're beginning to poke holes in what they've been told and what they've accepted as the truth. And this is happening in every age group. You know, it's happening across the board. And the reason for that is that we are moving into a time of the recognition of the cohesiveness of all life, you know, where we embody oneness and we recognize that we are all the same. We're all different expressions of the same energy. And so the more individuals choose peace and choose love, the faster we as a species begin to experience the effect of this transformation in our reality.
Oh, okay. All right. So you've helped us a little bit with that. And in the recordings that we're talking about today, you've managed to find the specific frequencies of things like the miracle frequency, the DNA repair frequency, the connections and relationship frequency, a certain frequency for undoing of situations and facilitating change. And I'm referencing the website, which I invite you to go to, which is theawareshow.com/panache, P-A-N-A-C-H-E, theawareshow.com/panache. And these are recordings that you have set in these specific frequencies. So, for example, one of them is set in the 396 hertz of liberation of guilt and fear. How did you attune that frequency with that type of liberation? How did you discover that?
Well, I mean, these shifts were happening through me anyway, and it's been my, you know, great good fortune to just continue to bring ancient technologies into a modern context so we can once again be reacquainted with them. A lot of these solfeggio frequencies or tones were hidden away in chants and mantras, and you know, that's why, you know, when you go to a church and you're hearing people, you know, sing in just the most ecstatic, beautiful way, it impacts you. Well, why is that? Because we're vibration and frequency and energy. And so when you start to look at these different tones and resonances and you start to look at the human vibrational system or the energetic system, which is the root system from which everything else happens, a change in emotion is a change in psychology, is a change in biology. And so the more we start to shift our emotional layer, and the more we open up to that, the more these tones begin to open us up to higher functioning, to the point where the 528 hertz is known as the miracle frequency, because literally it repairs DNA. And there's scientific research, again, that points to all of this, that we are sound beings. We are vibrational beings. We respond to sound. And the more we listen to these frequencies that are in alignment or attuned with our own vibrational system, the more we can facilitate our own ascension. So the ancient yogis would chant in Sanskrit. They would use sacred syllables or sounds that are aligned with their inner vibrational system to facilitate this. What I've discovered is that there's actually music that you can play on a modern musical scale that actually delivers the same effect. That coupled with this gift that is a bridging consciousness that's here to once again place you into the highest vibration state you can embody at this time, to me, was just mind-blowing and just the best combination of tools that you could put together right now to help
Absolutely.
Facilitate ascension.
Absolutely. So you took the Gregorian chants and those ancient chanting Sanskrit, Hebrew, and encoded these into, matched it with frequencies of music, and then brought it in with the words of consciousness that you bring, your gifts to the recordings. And this is how the vibration is occurring. And then I'm sure, how did you discover the actual hertz? Did you find, DNA repair at, I know I'm getting in depth with you, Panache, but I know there's nothing you can't answer. And it's also coming in. What is the question here? How do you know which ones are for which?
Well, there's actually research that's done that shows the resonance of the tone. So what we did was we put the tones in the music, and these different tones actually resonate in the body. And for me, I'm very skeptical, so I never believe anything on face value because you're not sure what's a part of the conditioning and what's real until you've experienced it. So for me, I had to actually start experiencing these tones. And I could actually verify, as these tones were playing, exactly what they were doing in my body and the function that they had. And so at that point, I knew we were onto something that was actually real and tangible because I could experience it, I could feel it, and I knew that we could deliver that experience through these tones. There's lots of research. I mean, you can Google 528 hertz. You know, it's no accident we're on Google Hangout. So there's lots of research that you can access where, you know, all of these different tones, all these different frequencies are there. You can see the impact that it has on, I think they did it with sand, and they made shapes like that. Masaru Emoto did that research with water molecules. Well, it's kind of similar. Yeah, they did it with different shapes, and they did it with different sounds and frequencies that played these notes, and the impact that they had was so profound. I mean, so much so that, you know, again, it just depends on how far down the rabbit hole you want to go.
There was actually an individual
who'd created a machine that was a sound wave machine that played these notes that was actually allegedly healing people. And so, you know, again, these tones are great. You know, they really work. And, you know, when these frequencies are accessible to us. And so, you know, by all means, Google 528 hertz
I wanted to mention it because these recordings are not to be messed around with at all. You need to listen to them in the order that they were designed to be listened to. I accidentally listened out of order yesterday, and I was up half the night because I didn't listen to the calming one before I went to bed. They are powerful frequencies. Oh my God. It was my mind was a million miles a minute at about 4 a.m. with the most creative, ingenious, fantastic thoughts that I've ever had, because I got to attune and really with the powerful frequency of this earth, and oh my goodness. And that's how I woke up realizing everything that I did 2 days ago is no longer going to work. And I'm completely serious. I am excited, truly, about creating in a new way. I'm creative anyway, and so I usually have a lot of different projects going on at once, and so I get sometimes a little bit bogged down by, oh, I forgot that one, or oh, I didn't pay attention to that, and this one needs all my attention. It doesn't. It doesn't. I can create them all in the right alignment and the right frequency, knowing that it's completely taken care of and still focusing on the details as I need to, but I don't need to worry about it anymore. And this was a huge wake-up call for me. Huge.
What's cool is that actually you don't create. You become a witness to the act of creation.
Woo!
That's always happening. So what happens is these frequencies take you out of your limited identity, because your limited identity only exists on the level of fear. So as you ascend, all of a sudden you open up to what, you know, Puccini opened up to, or, you know, Einstein opened up to, or what Beethoven opened up to, and you start to touch this level of spiritual genius that's available to us all, but eludes us because we're not able to go beyond our own fear. You see, as long as we are in our reptilian brains, we are going to be living in survival, and that is the best that we can do. You know, it's about your basic sexual needs. It's about your basic, you know, survival needs. Basic animalistic programming that keeps playing out and keeps playing out and keeps playing out and keeps playing out. These vibrational solutions allow us to transcend those base needs, and we can then start opening up to creativity, to inspiration, and then all of a sudden we're open to a whole new realm of consciousness.
Oh yeah,
that we didn't even know existed.
It is forward thinking. I mean, the limbic system of the brain is archaic, and that we needed that system when we were cave people. But now that we've moved into more conscious realms and discoveries about the frontal lobes and their activity and the relationship to consciousness, we're able to have this conversation now, which connects, which is really the study of consciousness in the mind. Now, one of the ones that I was listening to, it's not even the mind, you talk about whole brain thinking, and there was a specific little over an hour long track that I listened to that integrated the left and the right hemispheres to the whole brain thinking concept, which was amazing for me because you made it really clear in the beginning that the separate thinking causes lack of memory, causes forgetfulness, causes confusion, causes those types of things that we usually attribute to bad health. But when you integrate the whole brain thinking, then you eliminate all of those confusions and lack of memory. It's really interesting the way that that works. Why is that?
Because we start to work, you see, our internal state is naturally cohesive. And what happens is we naturally return to a cohesive internal state. Whereas right now, you know, everyone's in a kind of a divided internal state. You know, they're not sure where they are. The left and right hemisphere of the brain aren't exactly in harmony with each other. And when we look at that, that's manifested in the external world. You know, we've got political systems that don't agree. You know, we've got all these structures and systems that are based on division. Again, what keeps that division in place is fear. You know, they've done a lot of research on monks that meditate, and they've done a lot of research. Actually, thanks to good friends at TM on meditation, the impacts that TM that meditation has on the entire community.
Yes.
And so whole brain function is a natural state. It's naturally who we are. It's just that, you know, this fear that dominates our experience keeps us from our natural state and our natural essence. And this is what we're being restored to.
Yes. It's that state of coherence. It's that mm-hmm. state where healing occurs. It's, as you said, it's that 528 hertz frequency where DNA is repaired. It's mm-hmm. amazing that you were able to actually capture this within these recordings. And I am excited and thrilled and just grateful for the solution that you've offered in many, many ways. Now, can people listen to these recordings in groups, or do you need them with headphones?
Well, I mean, it's nice in headphones. And again, you know, you need good quality headphones to really capture all the different nuances. But ultimately, when we're exposed to these energies, they work. In ancient times, and all this stuff was hidden away. They didn't want this out in the public. They didn't want this to become mainstream information because it was a little too effective in waking people up. And so we have, you know, stories as far back as ancient Egypt where they would have seven different rooms. And in these seven different rooms, they would have different tones or frequencies playing in each different room. And every one of these different rooms coincided with your chakra system, with your own internal energetic system. And so, you know, again, it's like this information at some point got suppressed or repressed because it works.
Because
the release of this idea into the world and this information into the world means the end of the existing paradigm for good. That's why. And so all this stuff was written out, all this stuff was hidden away, every text that pointed to this was hidden away, yet, you know, our ancient brothers and sisters very lovingly hid this in plain sight. And so we can now start to tap into it, and we can start to utilize this once again to come back into vibrational integrity with who we are within ourselves and end this mass hypnosis right now that everyone's under.
Absolutely. Yes, please. And someone's asking, how do I raise my vibration consistently? And I completely know what you're talking about, Madhu, because it's those inconsistencies, I experience them as well, where I'll have unconscious moments and then look at a situation and say, how come I wasn't thinking in the conscious way in that interaction, and wonder what series of events happened that knocked me out of that frequency. And so this is a way to exercise that conscious muscle, if you will. I'm excited, though. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. True. And,
good.
You know, that which we do consistently becomes a new normal. And so that's exactly right. The more we move away from this vibration of fear that keeps us in our reptilian brain and keeps us in this fight or flight reflex, and the more we start to engage our higher functioning and higher reasoning on a regular basis, the more this becomes a new normal.
Well, let's talk about how it applies to self-healing, Panache, and how can we use these frequencies and this awareness to heal our bodies and from pain, from grief, from loss, from illness, from disease.
Mm-hmm. So again, you know, we're vibrational beings, and as we examine a human being and we examine them vibrationally, here's what we find. The soul exists on the subtlest level of energy. Everybody has one, but very few people will live in conscious communion or connection with their soul, that part of them that is divine, whole, sacred, and meridian oneness.
Right.
That is enshrouded by our emotional layer. Now, why is that there? Because we do judgment in our reality. And so the repression or suppression of sadness, anger, and fear creates a heaviness inside of our vibrational system to the point where the light of that greater potential of our spirit becomes enshrouded or limited. That emotional layer then informs our psychology, our unconscious mind, and our conscious mind, which then in turn informs the body. So what I would like to say is that the root cause of everything that's happening in your life in the tangible, in the physical, is actually an emanation of something that's happening in the emotional or the energetic. For me, the emotional layer and the energetic layer are one and the same, because emotions are just energies in motion that we haven't allowed to flow or move. So just as water can shift states between ice and steam, in that same way, when we move into a place of acceptance of our emotional state and we allow ourselves to be available for our guilt and our shame and our sadness and our anger and our rage, and we can meet it just with each conscious breath and meet it with an openness, at that point these energies begin to move. Shifting our emotions shifts our psychology, shifts our biology, and in turn then shifts the way we react to and respond to life and the way life meets us.
Okay. So that explains why you broke these down into the emotional recording, the mental ascension recording, and the physical ascension. These are all infusions, and you break it, and it's the information that you even talk about, regardless of the frequency and the vibration and all that, just the information that you enlighten us with is so great. I mean, it really clears up a lot of information. Now I understand why you did that. And that's in addition, you infuse the frequencies that we were talking about, and the music and the chants and the resonance, what we were called, the solfeggio mm-hmm. frequencies, is that right?
Solfeggio,
excuse me. I'm sorry, solfeggio. I apologize.
sounds borderline sexy Italian. Solfeggio.
It does.
Yes.
Sounds like a guy. what were the solfeggio frequencies? Or are they? What are they?
Well, the solfeggio frequencies are frequencies that correspond to our internal chakra system or our internal vibrational system. That's what they are. And so every one of these solfeggio frequencies, every one of these frequencies like 528 and all these different ones that we have there, correspond to different centers in the body. So 528 corresponds to the heart. And why is that important? Because this is the greatest shift that we're going through. Why is it called the miracle frequency? Because it corresponds to the heart chakra. Mm-hmm. And that's ultimately where everyone's going to be living, is in their heart, is in that heart center. And that's the shift. Right now, humanity is shifting out of fear into love. And it's not that fear is going to go away. It's just that we're going to stop having a primitive response to it when it arises in our reality. Ultimately, we'll act in the face of it.
Is that this shift in consciousness that people are talking about in our communities? And is this a vibrational increase that you see existing into the new year so that we can start to really shift the tables of our environmental devastation and political and so forth that we're facing now? I mean, do you see this as a positive shift in consciousness?
I say this is the most revolutionary act that any human being can commit upon this earth right now. If you want the earth to shift, you want your life to shift, and you would like to set yourself and everyone that you know and love free, then it is important for you to shift your frequency out of fear, to move out of that animalistic part of you that keeps you imprisoned, and to move into a space of love where you are free to allow your light and luminosity to shine forth so you can access greater possibility and bring forth solutions into this world that are needed now desperately.
And this is the way that you know how to do this, and I agree. I absolutely agree. Okay, I want to get to some of the questions coming in. We also want to have an opportunity to take your questions live a little bit later on. In the meantime, the offer that we're talking about, and to take this to a much deeper level and to listen to these frequencies and to open up the mind, the physical, and the emotional, and to align the body in this complete vibrational shift, go to the website, which it's all these recordings are on there, which is theawareshow.com/panache. And now explain to me why you broke it down in this particular, like, how do you use the system when people get it? They listen to the first piece, and that kind of tells them how to listen to it, but why did you put it in this particular order?
Well, I wanted to make it as accessible as possible, and also I wanted, basically, the majority of content that we need to embrace resides in the first three chakras, because that's where all of our animalistic programming and everything that's unresolved abides, right? So, you know, the more we start and the more we move through all these different aspects and different energies, the more we elevate. And so there's actually like a logic and a reason to the design, and there's a greater function behind it too. You know, we want people to ascend sequentially. You know, in addition to that, there's like 7 days of support that you use every day. There's physical, there's emotional, there's mental. I wanted to create as many different ways as possible, Lisa, for people to move into their freedom. I wanted to create as many different entry points as possible. And so, you know, I have a set way of doing it, but that's only a recommendation. I want you to follow your heart and to use it as you're guided. You know, once you've gone through it in its entirety the first time, follow your heart and use it as you're guided.
Yes, I resonated towards specific ones I wanted to go back and listen to.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a wonderful thing. After you've gone through the recordings and you've listened to the Unlocking the Genetic Potential, which is incredible, mm-hmm. which is, it is a physical vibrational shift that occurs in your body, mind. It's incredible. Then you do the daily ascensions. Now, every single day, you'll have the opportunity for just a 10-minute attunement to realign the frequency, and I think this is important for breaking the old habits and to exercise and practice new habits. Is that why you put those in there, the daily attunements?
Yeah, because, I mean, look at how many years of conditioning we have that's fear-based conditioning, you know,
right.
And look at how deeply ingrained that is in all of us. You know, I have a friend of mine, and she lives in New York. And she's got family that live on the outskirts of New York, and they're so petrified of the big city that even though they live probably 30 minutes away from New York City, one of the greatest metropolises in the world with Broadway and whatever else that you could want to go and see and every restaurant you can imagine, they've never gone there. This is how entrained we are and how imprisoned we are by fear. We never leave our comfort zone. We never leave what we know. We never venture beyond the fringes of our own limitation to see and discover what's available for us. And what's required now is for everyone to develop that, now more than ever, because everyone's reached a point of frustration. They've had enough. You know, people are getting to a point where now they can't tolerate what exists anymore. And so it's important for you to go beyond what you've been told and to invalidate it, because the truth is, fear isn't the dominant experience on this planet. That's just what we're continually fed in every waking moment through mainstream media outlets to keep us locked up in it. Your natural state is love and passion and purpose and all of that stuff that you really want to connect with that allows you then to experience everything that you want in your heart. See? And so this is the shift right now. This is the impact of fear. Fear is, it has a grip on people, Lisa, in a way that, you know, is just debilitating.
I want to ask you about risk-taking, about taking risks in this time. And we went through the recession, and we've been through things where it's not been a popular idea to take risks lately. And this could be in business. It could be in most things. Can we talk about that? What is risks? What are risks? Vibrational.
Risks are anything that go beyond societal norms.
Okay.
And societal norms are so narrow that, just walking across the street, the wrong way is a risk. Amazing. It's amazing how programmed we are, how deep that programming is,
Yes.
We've just taken everything on face value, but whose version of reality are we buying into here?
Yeah, it's one of those unconscious belief patterns.
Right. And how much longer are we going to continue to sit on the sidelines and just keep digesting it like it's the truth, even though we know it isn't?
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting because you can invest in something like this, which is minimal, and you can change your frequency, which is enormous, or you could, go take some other type of a risky investment like a stock or something. I think this is a low risk here in learning about changing your vibrational frequency.
It's got a huge upside, as my friend from the street
would say. Yeah, it does. Really, there's no risk here at all. Okay, so lots of questions coming in. A listener from Panama is saying, please help me to be able to accept people just as they are and love them without so many restrictions and conditions. Wow, thank you for that question of realizing that there is judgment there. So how could she shift that? That's a great question.
That is a great question. And, the answer is obviously to start with you and have a look at where you've put restrictions on yourself.
Where you judge yourself.
Because you're the source of it, you see. And so, just keep yearning for freedom and just keep wanting that for yourself. And the more you have that inside of you, the more then naturally it starts to emanate from you to everyone else. And that's what I realized. Like David Hawkins did research on consciousness and very clearly stated that one human being living in a state of love and acceptance could offset our entire planet.
Yeah.
My greatest wish is that all of you that are listening to this and watching this are that individual. I'm waiting for just one who's ready to just fully accept themselves and love themselves, because that's all I need. That's all we need is one.
Well,
just
look, we have this amazing platform right now, Panache, and we're live right now, and we have over 1,000 people listening right now. Why don't we take this 1,000-plus listening audience and let's do some of attunement shifting right now. Let's do this right now.
Let's do it. I like that.
Yeah.
Close your eyes, open your palms, and just take some long, deep cleansing breath.
Gladly.
And all I would like you to do is just lovingly witness your inhalation and exhalation. Just observe the fact that you are breathing. Or that, in fact, your breath is just happening. And we're just going to ask this love that is the divine, that has been so misunderstood and misrepresented in our reality, to just embrace you, because this being, this infinite expanse that we call God or the divine that we use all these names for, they're just limited, just loves you. Absolutely loves you, all that you are. Your anger, your sadness, your fear, all of it. We're just going to ask this greater presence to just embrace you all right now. To just embrace every single aspect of you. Because maybe, just maybe, no part of you is broken or a mistake or wrong or bad, and you don't have to compensate for it or make up for it. But maybe it's actually through the inclusion of all of these things that you are free. So I'm just going to lovingly ask that this greater acceptance of self begin to unfold within you, this greater acceptance of all that you are, this greater acceptance of your life. Because to accept yourself and your life and everyone around you as they are is actually liberation. That is freedom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. God, what a beautiful frequency. How are you guys experiencing that? Wow. That was more to come. More to come. So I love the idea of freedom, because it's something that connect so many people. A lot of people, when they're looking at their goals, the reason why they want that particular goal is because it gives them more freedom. If it's more money, it gives them more freedom to spend time with their family or to do whatever it is. Or if it's love, it gives you freedom within that relationship. But whatever the goals are, So I absolutely love that because it, well, is freedom a frequency, Panache?
You know, it's funny. I'm sure you can measure it. I don't know that science is quite able to measure it just yet.
That'd be interesting,
but
wouldn't it?
Freedom. But, you know, the funny thing is that the version of reality that we're being sold right now is that the accumulation of things is freedom.
Right.
And I want you to know that the accumulation of things is not freedom, that it's actually an empty promise. And that regardless of how successful you are, until you've actually taken the time to get to know yourself and embrace who you are as you are, that means your emotional state, your psychology, your biology, until you're in harmony with yourself, you're not free. And so, you know, this version of reality that we're sold is, you know, get the job, you know, get the wife, get the house, get the picket fence, get the dog, have the children, you know, go to work every day, get promoted, you know, and continue to stay a part of this machine. There's no freedom to be found by staying a part of the machine. None. You will never be free as long as you continue to subscribe to the ideals and norms that you are being bombarded with subliminally. And also, obviously, every single day, you're never going to be free as long as you're living up to it. And I know that because I've met people that have reached the highest level of quote-unquote success, and it's empty. There's nothing there.
So your definition of freedom is intimately knowing yourself in your psychology, your emotions, your physicality, and being in true love and joy with all of those parts of yourself. That's freedom.
Yeah, and it's not even joy because happiness in and of itself is an illusion too. You see, that's another one that we're sold, right? We're here to be happy. But the very second we're sold we're here to be happy, we automatically invalidate every other emotion as wrong, bad, or less than.
Mm.
Instead of just understanding that these are all just experiences. For me, success is peace. To be at peace, fulfillment is to be at peace with yourself regardless of what's happening.
Never
That's
really thought
freedom.
About that distinction between happiness and peace.
Mm-hmm.
You find them different.
Completely, because you can be happy in the midst of your sadness. I mean, you can be peaceful in the midst of your sadness.
Yeah.
You can be peaceful in the midst of, you know, whatever's going on around you.
Interesting.
I always say to people, I'm a party on the outside and peace on the inside. That's, you know, how I am, right? All the time. Like I'm a 24/7 party on the outside, peace on the inside. Just how I roll.
I love that. I absolutely love that. All right, I want to get to some of these great questions. Well, someone is asking if we listen to all 9 audios in one day. I would not recommend that.
No.
Yeah.
Lisa's the disclaimer here. I don't even have to say anything. She's like, yeah, no, not so much. Don't listen to 9 audios.
I'm here to tell you, it is very powerful. Very powerful frequencies. I would not recommend it, doing it all in one, unless you want to sleep, not sleep for a week. I would just break it down, but really just to allow, and what I like is to allow myself to come up with what I want to come up. There's things that needed to release for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to go back and listen to specific parts again. I listened to some of them twice and heard something completely different. And it took me about 10 minutes to realize it was the second time I was listening to it because I obviously was in a certain level of unconsciousness in the beginning. So it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's see here. How to stay young forever from Munich.
Drop your baggage.
Drop your baggage. Yeah, like
you
the ones
to,
under
if
your
you
eyes.
Want to, if you want to stay young forever, then drop your baggage.
Well, you obviously have that secret to use because you look like you're 12.
I'm actually 7.
7?
Some days I'm 5.
Well, it's easy when you have 18-month-olds. That makes you young, doesn't it? Okay, let's talk about money. Jewel from Las Cruces, when you go into freak out about money or whatever, what do you suggest we do?
Well, the freak out just perpetuates a cycle of not having. You know, every transformational model right now is absolutely broken because it's based on the principle that, you know, we're broken. And I'd like to say that we're not broken. We're actually already abundant. And so why not start from the truth that you're already abundant? You're just allowing that to the degree to which you're allowing it. The very second you start claiming and owning your abundance and start living as if you're abundant, is that opening will occur inside of you to where then it will appear outside of you. But it's at that point where you realize that it's not about money anymore. The funny thing is that when you don't have money, you spend your whole life trying to get it. And then when you get it, you realize that it's not about the money. You know, it's just this system that we're in. You know, this is funny polarity that we're in on this planet. You know, life is all about getting money and security. There's no such thing as security. Security is an absolute illusion. There's no such thing as stability.
It's an illusion?
So,
what do you mean? What do you mean by that? It's an illusion.
Well, in any given moment, I mean, we experienced that with the economic meltdown, and people thought they were stable and secure, and they were set for their lives. And then all of a sudden, everything was gone.
Right, right, right. So it goes back to the idea of when you're in that place of physical, emotional, and vibrational attunement and alignment, then the money flows because it doesn't really matter anymore. It just...
No. It's just a side effect of you being you. You know, it's not the goal anymore. It's just a side effect. You know, actually, the more you're peaceful, the more everything just happens even faster around you. It's funny how that works.
I mean, I think you're probably challenging people right now, and I'm looking here.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Of course I'm challenging everybody, because you've been brainwashed into believing that you have to attain and struggle and strive and fight and claw and claim your place on the ladder. But all of that is your reptilian brain. All of that conditioning buys into that animalistic part of you that you haven't evolved beyond yet. So what happens is then you approach life, everything in life, from that reptilian brain, everything. And people do it with religion. And it's like two different people can read a religious text.
Right.
And one person will read it literally and abide in a literal interpretation of what it says. But another person who's more freed up in themselves will read that book and have a completely different awareness around it. Why? Because one person is completely in fear and locked up in that reptilian brain. And another person has taken the time to lovingly get to know themselves, embrace themselves, embody more of an energy of love. And they're coming at it from that space, which is a completely different space.
Well, which one would you rather have? I mean, we just experienced that wonderful, that shift in vibration that Panache took us through just for a few minutes. And it shifted the energy of the whole call. The entire frequency shifted. Did you notice that?
Mm. And the other thing is, you know what? You can only challenge what isn't true and what isn't real.
Someone just ran by your window.
Yeah, it's one of my... It's one of the gardeners.
That's really funny.
You can only challenge what isn't true and what isn't real. That which is true can never be challenged. It can never be shaken. Just calm. There he is.
Never seen that before. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about peace, is that nothing needs to be perfect, and that's the greatest part about it.
There's no such thing, you know. This version of perfection that everyone's seeking is an absolute illusion.
Well, let's talk with this person here from Dana Point. I struggle with self-destructive habits and behaviors. I'm obsessed with this, wanting to quit smoking, and it's just one of my struggles. Please help me. And this is Afsane.
Well, I deal with a lot of people, and I've reframed addiction, actually, Lisa, because addiction has a lot of stigma around it. And,
okay.
It's actually become a label that most people can never navigate themselves through or around or, you know, at all. I mean, it just becomes a stigma. I'm an addict. And I've actually reframed it to be a distraction, because for me, we're distracting ourselves all the time. We're either available for what's happening in life, or we're distracting ourselves from what's happening in life.
Or it's
a numbing,
there are
the it's a numbing, right? We're not feeling. And why don't we feel? Because we're conditioned, we're programmed to run away from our fear. Freedom is having the courage to run into what you're afraid of, to run into your pain, to sit in your pain, to experience what there is there, ultimately until it no longer has any power over you.
Well,
and so, you know, these cycles, so you get triggered, but instead of being available for the underlying sadness or anger or fear that's there, you'll turn to a cigarette or whatever it is that you turn to as your distraction. People use social media, whatever it is, right? We're a completely distracted society, which is great because it allows you to stay disempowered. As long as you're distracted, you'll never be empowered.
I
and so
go ahead. Go
so,
ahead.
So when I work with people, the first thing is to reframe it. You know, addiction is too loaded a word. Let's do a distraction. And let's all of us start to be honest about how we distract ourselves from being available for life. That's the first thing. Second thing is to catch yourself from a place of non-judgment. Either before you engage in the behavior, that's the window that you have from when you're triggered to when you go to the behavior.
Mm.
Either then to catch yourself then while you're in the midst of the behavior or at the end of the behavior. What happens is the more you can accept yourself and hold yourself in a space of love, either before, in the middle, or at the end, then you break the cycle of guilt and shame that just accumulates more and more of that emotional turmoil that keeps you in that cycle.
Okay.
And literally, through setting up these conscious disruptors, we've dismantled addictive patterns and behaviors and cycles and eliminated distraction from people's lives.
Let's dive into that for a second. So,
mm-hmm.
For example, people that are listening right now, since we can't see them, they could easily reach for a cigarette or for something to eat, a comfort food or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying to dive into that gap between mm-hmm. us talking right now and reaching for that thing
mm-hmm.
and dive into this gap right here, this moment.
What are you doing? Well, you're shifting out of a mental state into an experiential state. So there's an external stimuli that shows up in your reality, something that makes you feel uncomfortable or something that makes you feel sad or something that shows up in your world. And instead of being available for the underlying emotion or the content that's arising there, what you'll do is you'll go to the distraction. So none of this can exist in present moment awareness.
Okay.
So the first thing you need to do is just take some deep breaths, relax your body, and just become available for what's going on inside of you. That's all. It's not about what happened outside of you. It's about getting present to what's going on inside of you, to really know yourself
and
to catch yourself.
And if it's pain, just dive into it.
Yeah, breathe, relax your body. Pain is just resistance to feeling. That's all pain is. It's resistance to feeling.
I have to bring up our friend, and I'm trying to find her email here, of the woman who I read earlier who lost both parents to a car accident too long ago. And she is feeling incredibly alone. She says alone, that there's something missing, mad at God for taking her parents away from her.
Yeah.
What do you suggest to her for her diving into that?
All of that is normal.
What?
First thing, all of that is normal.
What do you mean?
To be angry at God, to be
upset,
feel all those things, that's all normal. That's the first thing. Second thing is to really feel everything as it's arising inside of you. That's all. And eventually, the more you can give your attention and your awareness to what is coming up inside of you, eventually you'll get through it. But again, there's no rhyme or reason to it. And there's no rush. You know, the bottom line is we lose people, we'll miss their physical presence, because we'll never be able to hold them again. But that's what's so precious about this reality. Don't wait until somebody dies until you hug them and squeeze them and kiss them all over and tell them that you love them. You know? But we wait, you see, we wait, and then it's too late. And then that's when the regret shows up, and that's when the resentment shows up, and that's when the anger shows up, because at that point in our lives, there's nothing we can do about it. So
Mari,
there's two things here.
Okay, please, go ahead.
There are two things here. The first thing is, as soon as you get off this call, go find everyone in your house and hug them and kiss them incessantly, even if they don't want to be hugged and kissed. And when they ask you what it's all about, just don't even say anything. Just keep kissing them and hugging them, right? Everybody. I mean, the dog, the cat, everyone in your house.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to see them again. And live that way. Because, again, certainty is an absolute illusion. First thing. Second thing is grief, death and loss are all invitations for us to come into harmony with ourselves. They're not punishments. We're not being punished. We're being given an opportunity for us to come into harmony with ourselves. And the key is to accept the invitation.
A lot of grief is coming up right now on the lines, specifically maybe it's this time of year, but Mari from Tokyo is, my grief over losses of all of my family members has been overwhelming. I have so much remorse. I know I can't change the past. What do I do?
Be at peace in the grief by not resisting the grief, by recognizing it for the visitor that it is, because it's visiting. And also, like, our emotions are just visitors. You know, they're not permanent guests. They'll come and they'll go. And and our sole role in all of this is to observe our house guests and to just be available for them. You know, that's all. You know, and ultimately, the funny thing is that you'll never be done with it. So that's okay too. Like, you could lose someone in 2012. You'll still be crying them about them in 2022. I think that's what makes us beautiful as human beings. That it's okay for us to feel these things. That, you know, we're seeking a finality to the human experience. And what I'm saying is, what's the rush? Being human is the miracle.
Well, but so now grief isn't a visitor. Now it's a resident.
Well, but it's a resident. Eventually, it'll leave. I mean, if everything comes and goes, the one constant in our reality is change. You can count on that.
That's true. That is so true. Absolutely.
So at that point, the more you can flow and the more you can be in alignment with whatever's happening, the faster these things move through us. Not because we want to get rid of them, not because they're wrong, not because they're bad, but just because they want to be liberated just as much as we don't want them in us. So the key is to relax, to allow, and to feel. That's all.
I am going to get to live callers in a minute, and if you press star 2 to raise your hand, we're going to attempt the live callers. But I want to direct your attention right now to the website. We were talking earlier about the opportunity to truly shift your frequency. These recordings that Panache has offered, and if you go to theawareshow.com/Panache, these are true frequency attunements, but not only do they change your frequency, but the specific hertz are embedded in these recordings that do align you to, one of them is liberation of guilt and fear. That's 396 hertz. Another one is recording at 417 hertz. Undoing of situations and facilitation of change. I could use that one. 528 hertz, the miracle frequency. We really, literally DNA repair happens. And in Panache earlier talked about the studies that were surrounding that around the sand and the Dr. Emoto and the different types of frequencies that cause repair to happen in cells. There's 639 hertz is the connections and relationships, and this is all relationships, to heal relationships, to connect you within relationships. 741 hertz is an awakening frequency, and you see how this builds. So you start with the liberation, and then you heal, and then you connect relationships. It's a beautiful building. Then 852 hertz is returning to spiritual order. So all of this is designed in a specific way, in a sequential way, to take you to undo the unconscious patterning that's been basically put out there in terms of an unconscious frequency, to redesign your connection with your emotional, physical, and spiritual body. And it's a beautiful, beautiful offer here. Okay, what was I doing? Callers. I'm having so much fun. Are you having fun, Panache?
Lisa's been using the package a bit too much. She can't even remember what she's doing anymore. She's offended.
Can you tell?
For sure. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Let's just have fun.
She's getting high off these frequencies. She's already disengaged from the reptilian brain.
Exactly. You
love it.
That.
Your little reptile is no longer functioning anymore, Lisa.
Not at all. You are so right. It became very clear to me. You said that you might feel a little forgetful, and I'm like, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Zillions of calls. Okay, this is the first time we've tried this technology, so it's going to be fine. Let's go to I'm going to call on you by your city and state that you're calling from. And in Cambridge, Massachusetts, we've got Mary, I believe. Mary, can you hear us?
Hi. Thank you so much, Lisa. Hi, Panache.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I was wondering, is it possible just to focus in on my energy and see what you can do?
Well, why don't you just close your eyes and open your palms and just relax your body.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay, and just describe to us all what's happening inside your body right now.
Wow.
I think in my solar plexus, it's just like a real heating up of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my
just
head
keep breathing.
Really...
Yeah, and just keep articulating to us as best as you can what's happening in your body right now.
My head's just really spinning. So I feel that.
Mm-hmm. You spin me right round like a record, Mary. Round, right round, like a record. Keep breathing, keep articulating as best as you can what's happening in your body.
A lot of heat, extreme heat.
Which is abnormal for Cambridge, Mass. Heat is not part of the equation right now because
right.
It's bloody freezing. Keep breathing,
yeah.
Keep articulating what's happening inside of your body.
It's again, it's in my solar plexus, just like a fluttering and a lot of heat.
Mm. So what's happening is, you know, a lot of the denser, heavier energies, notice I didn't use the word negative or, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
not negative energy, it's just energy. You know, emotions are great. You know, it's just we've been conditioned to believe that we shouldn't be feeling them. And so then we override our natural experiential state by introducing an analytical one. What's happening right now is that your analytical mind is lovingly switched off, and you're now once again experiencing what there is to feel inside of you. And that sadness and that anger and that fear is on the move, which is fantastic. That's what we want. We want it to be on the move. And particularly the guilt and shame. There's a lot of guilt and shame. What are you so ashamed of?
You know, it's been since I was a baby, you know, just a really... a lockdown of my whole entire being, really. And I never really came out, just completely locked in. And I've been working on it a long time, like 1,000 years, 50 years, more than 50 years right now.
So this in and of itself is a problem you've been working on, you see, and that gets in the way. You see, working on it gets in the way. What
right.
needs to happen is just a simple allowing for it. So just keep breathing, just keep relaxing, just allow for that. Just allow for that. We're all ashamed. We're all taught that there are certain behaviors that aren't acceptable, and we all lock stuff away thinking that God's going to make us less than and we're going to be not lovable or not acceptable because of these behaviors. The bottom line is we're human. You see?
No,
and so everyone feels all these things. It's normal, Mary. It's okay.
Right. I you know, it was a horrific childhood and no comparison to what children go through in other countries where they're, you know, there's not even that comparison, but I was just shut
mm-hmm.
down, you know, and I think that happens in a lot of people, and I played victim to it, and I didn't play victim. I went into severe depression and suicidal thoughts, and, you know, I just always thought that I would come through at this point. So
yeah.
This is what I'm hoping.
And here's what this reality does. This reality is single-handedly created to convince you that you are the problem.
Right.
That you're the problem. That you're the problem. You're mad. You're mad, Mary. You're mad. You're the problem. If only you
right.
were different. If only you weren't so sensitive. If only you weren't you. It's all about... That's what this reality does. It's fundamentally created to marginalize your magnificence in each moment.
Right.
Now, you and I, my sweet friend, are not going to allow that to happen anymore, are we? Because you're very courageous and brilliant. And here's what I want you to know. It's safe for you to be you. It's safe for you to allow that brilliant light of yours to shine. And people are going to do with it what they're going to do with it. But we are no longer going to marginalize our light and our magnificence and our creativity and our brilliance and all that we are because we're told by society over and over again that we are the problem. We're mad. We're insane. We're the issue. You are not the problem. You are not insane. You are not the issue. That being that created you was not having a bad day when you were made. I'll write you a note.
Right. I know that, and yet I don't know that. So it's just,
yeah.
You know, yeah. So I'm trying. That's what allowing will do for me is allowing.
That's
me.
Right.
Well, and I'll also tell you that the offer with the frequency changes in them will help
right.
you. It will truly help you because it allows you to go through the exercises, but also to really just embody that frequency shift, sweetheart. It's such a blessing. Mm-hmm. It really is.
I'm looking forward to that. That will be great.
Thank you so much.
You'll be the first recorded case of ascension in Cambridge, Mass. I'm excited.
I'll be lighting the skies here. So thank you so much. And happy holidays.
Love you, sweetheart. Thank you. Happy holidays. Stay warm.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Did you hear her shift? I love that. Okay. We're going to Ann Arbor, Michigan. Ann Arbor, Michigan, can you hear us? Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, is it me?
Yes,
you.
It is
yes.
You.
Ann Arbor, Michigan, the land of the Wolverines. Hello. How are you?
Oh gosh, I love you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, I was sitting here thinking about my question just so that I could be concise once I got on the phone with you, and now it's all gone.
It's okay.
That happens.
So, yeah, it does. I've been around other masters before, and that is how I know that you are really you. I have very rarely experienced the feelings that I feel. When I listen to, I'm in the 21-day program right now, and when I can feel a difference when I sit in silent sitting, which I've done for, you know, most of my life. I was raised very spiritually, and I can feel a difference between when I sit silent sitting and open my heart and feel, you know, I know how to do this, and then when I sit with you on silence on the phone or on the recording. And it blows me away. And my entire life has been about trying to get to peace. I'm similar to the last lady who had the horrific childhood. I think there are way too many of us out here now.
I'm going to suggest maybe Panache could do an activation for peace for all of us. Would you be willing to?
Yeah, I just want to say something first. There's really nothing extraordinary or special about me at all.
I
said there's nothing really extraordinary or special about me at all, and I won't accept that label. And here's why I won't, because it just further distances you from your own self. And there's nothing I want more than for you to live in connection with who you really are. That's what this is about. It's not about creating a hierarchy or further distancing ourselves or projecting our light, love, and power on any willing taker. That's not what this is about. This is about you being empowered in yourself. And what you're experiencing actually is your own soul. And every single human being has access to their own soul. And if you're an atheist, call it love. It doesn't matter. Right? Ultimately, we're all connected to something transcendent. And when we live our lives in alignment with that, something that's transcendent, you know, we have the ability to touch a peace that never goes away, that's always available to us. And so I'd like this for everybody. You know, when life gets overwhelming or you start to be, you know, pulled in a direction where you're seemingly losing yourself or no longer in connection with yourself, just stop. Just slow down. Just take some breaths. Slow down and take some breath. The very second you stop, slow down, and just take some breath, what happens is you immediately again come into an experiential way of being. Mm-hmm. And the easiest way to do that is through the conscious recognition of what is happening in each moment. That is why this is so powerful, because this is about you, my sweet friend in Ann Arbor, Michigan, being empowered in who you are and living your magnificence. And that's why I'm here, to remind you. That's all. But, you know, what you're feeling is you. What you're experiencing is you. And I just have the outrageous honor of reminding individuals like you of how brilliant they are and how courageous they are and what their potential is and what happens when we can live in alignment with that. And so I just want you to know that. And just know that that peace that you are wanting to experience will continue to expand inside of you. Just stop, slow down, and breathe.
Wow. <Yes. laughs>
That's
Thank
what
you.
I work on every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
Every day. I did have a question, and I remembered it, which was, why is this different, and is it different? Why is it different, these recordings versus 21-day recordings versus anything else? Isn't it all just love?
Yeah, I'm like a pharmacist, and I'm only dispensing one thing, and that's love. But just as a pharmacist can dispense that in the form of a pill, in the form of a suppository, and in the form of a bandage, you know, sometimes that love is dispensed in lots of different ways, you know. And so that's all it is. I mean, really, the divine is only offering humanity one prescription right now, and that is love. Mm-hmm. It's just that love is, you see, my role is to deliver that love in so many different ways that you can't help but catch it. And you can't help
right.
but be infected by it until eventually you become love itself. So, you know, I'm going to keep creating as many different things as possible that I can.
I get it.
To remind everybody that this is who they are. But it's ultimately, it's the same energy. It's just it's this bridging consciousness that is here to help humanity transcend into a state of divine connection.
Well,
which is a prophecy that, you know, has been shared in every ancient civilization and culture. There would
right.
come a time when that would happen. Well,
right.
it's happening. We're here.
Right, right. Again.
Well, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. I love this. Everybody we talk to today is giggling when they hang up the phone. I love that. That's great. Let's go to, Saddleback Valley, California. Saddleback Valley, California. Do you have a comment or question for Panache Desai?
Oh, hi. Is that me?
It sure is, my love.
Hi. No, it's not you.
It's me. Oh, Panache, I love you so, so, so much. I'm so grateful to have found you. I'm in your 21-day program.
Yay!
Presence and vibrational increase, which
yeah.
has been so beautiful and extraordinary. And I just want to share with you that, you know, all of this beauty and this grace comes up every day. And I'm very much in the witness state, watching this magnificent, beautiful being do all these things or do nothing. And I literally spend at least 2 or 3 hours a day in silence with your meditations, and I'm so grateful for them because they bring me so much peace. And then the issue comes up for me where the mind takes over. I'm the lady. I told you about my divine dissolve on our first call. And I've let go of the grief and the pain and the suffering. When it comes up, I allow myself to feel it. But then these thoughts come up like, well, what am I to do now? Everything has left. Everything has dissolved.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. You know, here's what happens, right? We lovingly strip everything away, and then we're like, okay, what's next? Leave it alone. Leave yourself alone. Just stay in that space of observation and watch what happens.
Do you want to do something next? I mean, is there something you want to do?
Well, one of the things I need to do is earn a living and do something that I love.
Yeah, don't worry about that. That'll happen. Don't worry about that. See, here's the thing. Here's the secret that I've discovered or remembered. I haven't discovered it because everybody knew this secret. I've remembered it within my lifetime. And the secret is the more we prioritize our connection, the more our life works. That's it. The
wow.
more we prioritize our connection to our essence, our soul, whatever you want to call it, the divine, doesn't matter what name you use because it doesn't care, it's infinite. The more we prioritize our connection, the more our life works.
So that's what I'm doing.
That's right.
Anything else. I'm
good.
Completely in that space every single
good.
Day.
Fantastic. And then naturally out of that space, something will arise.
Okay. So
okay.
Just be at peace
in
the beauty of the emptiness.
We're gonna stay in this inquiry, but I would strongly suggest taking Panache's advice. I know it's a leap of faith, but
it's a complete leap of faith, and it requires you to completely disengage from everything that you've been told since the age of five as the truth.
Exactly.
Yep.
But you know what?
Do, and goal set and everything, and I'm a big goal setter.
What were you saying, Panache? But you know what?
Everyone's been doing all over themselves, basically.
Mm.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks so much, Panache.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. We could stay here forever. I want to take one more caller, our caller from Las Cruces, New Mexico. I think it was Jewel. Oh, Jewel, I had asked you a question earlier.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to talk to you. Okay. Well, this is at times, even during this call, that and you said pain was like because you're not allowing yourself to feel your emotions. And I don't say work on it anymore. I say I play with it. I just play with staying in that energy of gratitude or whatever, and allow myself to feel whatever I feel. So, can you? Letting something go.
Just stop breathing.
Okay. Stop breathing.
Start.
No. Well, you can't.
Please don't stop breathing now. Start.
Thankfully. I haven't perfected resurrection yet, so for God's sake, don't stop breathing. Keep breathing.
Okay.
I've got it down to the geckos in my garden, but I haven't quite got it up to human scale yet. So just keep breathing and just witness your inhalation and exhalation. And just relax your body. Just relax your body. Just completely relax your body. And smile. Okay, good. Can you just describe to us what's happening in your body right now?
Well, it's just a gentle flowing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That gentle flowing will continue. Just breathe, just relax, and smile. People don't know this, but when we smile, every vibrational center in our body is open.
Wow, I just got complete chills. Wow.
And so when you breathe and you relax and you smile, you're in a state of allowing. You're in a state of relaxation. And then energy, emotion, everything flows through us. So, you know, laugh in the face of your fear.
Oof. Another one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Well, I'm just making people laugh all day long. I love it. The beautiful thing about this entire call and the offer, too, if you want to take that to a deeper level, is it's about receiving. It's about receiving, and this is what I learned from listening, is that it is time that we receive. It is a season right now of giving, but that means we also need to be receiving. And the receiving allows us to recalibrate and to ascend and to increase our vibration and our frequency. It's in that allowing of the receiving that you're able to give. And I see that in you, Panache, and I just thank you so much for being here. And, I mean, I could keep going forever, but do you have to go? I just put you on the spot.
No.
Sorry about that.
No, we don't have to go. I can hang out. I'm here.
Are you? Are you just for one or two more calls? Because I'm having so much fun. I love calling.
Yeah.
Okay, well, just going to take a few more callers. Twin Cities, Minnesota. Twin Cities. Do you have a question for Panache Desai? My Twin Cities caller?
Hello.
Hi. Yes, that's you.
Hello.
Hi, Panache. Hi, Lisa. This is Dawn. How are you guys?
Hi, Dawn. Speak up just a little bit, sweetie.
Okay. Are you getting feedback on my phone?
We're good. Go for it.
Okay. Good. Oh gosh, I'm so excited to talk to you. I have been on this spiritual journey for a long time, I guess,
I'm really sorry.
I just feel like I'm just wakening up, and I've been listening to different telesummits that you've been on. And I've been trying to deal with some issues because I just got really stuck, and I think it was after, you know, I had some medical issues a few years ago, and I just can't seem to move forward.
Yeah.
And I continue to get different ailments and stuff, and I'm just trying to focus on, you know, where I should go with my life, and I don't know, just everything. I guess I don't know what I was going to say, but
does that make any sense? Yeah, you're doing great. Yeah, it makes absolute sense to me. Keep going.
Okay, so, you know, I'm just really, I'm trying to raise awareness of different issues, I think, that have blocked me, and I recognize some, and I know I probably have to go much deeper, and I've listened to some of those frequencies that you were talking about before, and they are really awesome. But I guess I'm still trying to... What?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Mm. Oh, good. Even though I don't feel well.
Take some breath. Just receive that for me. Seriously, just receive that right now.
I will. Thank you so much.
Nothing wrong with you.
Oh.
Good.
There is nothing wrong with you.
Physically or emotionally or anything?
Nope.
There's nothing wrong with you, period.
Oh, good. So I'm almost
just tell me what's happening in your body.
You need to turn your speakers down on your computer so that we can avoid the echo on the phone lines. But stay in that space. Tell Panache what's happening.
Oh, you know, it's just this cell phone. It's not my cell phone.
Okay.
Can you hear?
Take you out of my
here. I can hear you just fine, sweetheart. What's going on in your body? There is nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with anybody.
Well, I'm just feeling very calm.
Mm-hmm. What else?
I don't know.
Yeah. Keep breathing. Just keep receiving that. There is nothing wrong with you.
I keep forgetting to breathe.
Our reality is fundamentally created to have you believe that there is something wrong with you. Well, the funny thing is, the divine just loves you the way you are. So which version of reality are we going to accept? The one that says that there's something wrong with us, or the one that just loves us for who we are and that recognizes that we couldn't be any different than we are in this moment?
And that is the point. That is the whole point, isn't it?
So when I say to you, there's nothing wrong with you, I mean it. And now it's just about you lovingly accepting and embracing everything inside of you that you believe is wrong with you.
I think that's the message for everyone. I do.
I think that's the message for this entire call, is there's nothing wrong with us. And if we start from that place, and go up from there, then the tilt and the shift in consciousness in this universe is possible.
That's right.
I believe.
Because then we shift our identification from our body and our mind to our soul.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And this is how by being on this call, by being in this space, by your energy, even if you didn't get on the call, your energy is in this call, and every single person listening understands that was such a perfect message, Panache, is there's nothing wrong with us.
And just imagine if 7.2 billion people embrace that.
Yes. Yes, there's everything right with us. I'm going to reframe that and say there's everything right with us, and we can shift our energy up from here. That's why it's called the ascension. That's why the whole thing that we're talking about here is ascension infusion. All right. Well, I thank you so much for your time today. I'm going to let you go back to your little ones and your wife and just have a beautiful, beautiful evening. I've so loved seeing you in person, Panache. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love it. I love seeing you in person too, and thanks as always for having me on, and my love to everyone that's on the call.
Absolutely. My love to you and everyone listening. As I said earlier, this is an opportunity for you to recalibrate your vibrational frequency and to receive, and to ultimately receive by listen to these recordings and just receive the frequency, receive the shift, receive the ascension, receive the alignment, and watch what happens. And it's an incredible gift to yourself. It's a gift to get it for other people. It's a gift. It's time that we do receive, and especially in this holiday season, whatever's happening. And by the way, I love the beautiful messages that you sent me. Thank you for wishing me a wonderful holiday season, and to my incredible listeners as well. Thank you for being in this community with all of us together. Thank you so much. I love this community. They're beautiful people, and more join every day. And it's just they're here, actually. It doesn't matter if you're in this community or any community. You're all in that same exact vibrational shift. So thank you so much for being here, and thank you, Panache.
Thank you.
Until next time, I invite everyone to stay aware.